Grace to you and peace. From God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel lesson. Jesus talking to his disciples and said, there was a rich man who had a manager. Somebody who took care of his stuff when he wasn't there. It's apparent that the rich man lived at some distance, or at least did his business at some distance, and he left this guy in charge. He was apparently responsible for managing whatever it is that this person had. And he heard from somebody else, not from the other people, he heard somebody by gossip, I guess, that this guy wasn't doing the right job, that somehow he was wasting what the manager was not supposed, he was doing what he wasn't supposed to do. He was wasting the owner's money, property, and whatever else he had. And the word got back to him, and he called the guy in. He says, look, I hear bad things about you. I hear you're not doing the job. So as far as I'm concerned, you're done. So bring me a statement of where things are at. Give me an understanding of what you're doing and what you've done. And I want it in a, I want it in something I can look at. Give me a report. Show me exactly what you've done, and then you're done. So this guy sat and figured, boy, you know, I think they finally got me. I think I lost. I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I'm too old to dig, and I'm too proud to beg. So what am I going to do? I'm going to lose what I've got, and I really don't know how I'm going to handle it. Then he had an aha moment, like the bulb goes off. Hey, I figured out what I can do, and I can do it on somebody else's nickel, not mine. So he called in some of the people that owed his master money. One of them owed 100 of something. And he says, well, you take your bill and you write 50. So you give yourself a 50% discount. Then he called in another one, 100 measures of wheat or something else. He said, you write 80. Gave him a 20% discount. And then he went, and he hoped, at any rate, that by doing this, he'd curried enough favor with these people that when he needed something, when he got booted out, which was about to happen, that somebody would see enough in him, having taken care of them, that they'd take care of him. Doesn't tell whether they did or not. Doesn't tell whether they actually paid off or not. It just tells that he did it. So what's Jesus' comment? You know, maybe he says, sometimes the people of this world are smarter than what they do than we, the children of light. So is Jesus commending dishonesty? Is he telling us this is the way to do business? Or is he saying, look, sometimes they handle things smarter than we do? Maybe he's commending the church to be a little smarter about how it does its business. Maybe he shouldn't spend all their time in committees praying about what they're going to do, but get off their butts and get out and do something. Make a good investment. Make something that makes sense. Use at least the things that these people use to try to survive and get along, because they do well with what they've got. It's an example. Don't cheat, don't steal, but use your brains. When they used to have annual voters meetings, and I don't know whether they have those here or not anymore, they had them years ago. I've seen people walk into a voters meeting, and I swear to God, they parked their brains at the door. They would go in there, and they would say things that were hopelessly stupid, that was what was going to be how the church was going to be run for the next year. But it didn't reflect even the common knowledge of what really goes on in the world. They just didn't get it. This is what Jesus is saying. Look, the church can't afford this kind of management. We're going to have to use some of the skills that the people out there who do have them use, to use what we've got to our best advantage. We've got limited resources. Okay, we've got limited resources. We're going to do something with the sauerkraut supper. We're not quite sure yet. Deb's working on that. She needs people to sign up. I think the feeling now is that it will be done as a takeout, right? We're not going to do the dining room thing this year. But we're trying to do this, hoping to make some money. And somebody else made the comment that maybe it's about time we stop giving all the money away from whatever the sauerkraut supper does. And I think that makes sense too. It never did make sense to me that you did all this work, put all this stuff together, then you gave the money away. We need some money to manage this place. It's not inconsequential, and we've got only so much. Especially if you're going to get into the call process again, it gets really expensive. The last I heard, and that'll confirm or deny this, what the district says is if you want somebody full-time, it's going to cost you $80,000 a year. You can't do that and not make a little money someplace or be very careful about what you got. At the rate we're going now, we can't do it. So we're commended to use our heads and to work from what we've got to what we want instead of saying, oh, we can't do that because we're the church and we're good people and we're doing the goody thing and we can't do that. That's business and that's dirty money. Well, yeah, it's dirty money and all that. Money's only dirty if you abuse it. Money's money. It's just something that you use to get things done. No matter what it is. I mean, if it goes back to being gold, it's only good because there's only so much of it. You take the stuff out of your wallet and look at it, it says, this is full faith and credit in the United States government. I don't know about you, but I don't have much faith and credit in the United States government, and I'm not sure that their money's worth a darn. It's not worth more than what it's printed to be. But we're commended to use that because that's what we've got the best way we can so that we come out doing what God wants done. So I guess maybe we have to think about how we're going to manage what we've got, and we may have to revise the way we look at it, somewhat the way Jesus told his disciples, look, I may not like this, I may not approve of it, I don't think this is necessarily the way to go, but we've got to use our heads. We've got to do the best we can with what we got because we've only got so much and we've only got so much time. God bless us with the intelligence to use what we've got and the will to use it. In him we pray. Amen.